This is the second case of CWD found in the state, is that right?
Yeah, it's the second case of CWD found in a captive white-tailed deer.
Okay, and those have been the only two cases ever found in Missouri, right?
Yeah, those are the only two cases. Statewide, we've tested more than 36,000 deer since 2002 with no incidents of them in free-ranging deer. And then thousands of captive deer have also been tested since that time and no other positives as well.
Now, following this discovery in, what was it, Macon County was the second one, is that right?
Yeah, the second one was found in Macon County.
What's happening following that discovery?
We're putting into place a surveillance plan similar to what we had done last fall. Details of that will be forthcoming. But what we're going to try to do is do some more increased surveillance of free-ranging whitetail deer in the neighborhood of that facility and a couple of the surrounding counties.
Now, of course, this is hunting season. I wonder, does that maybe serve to your advantage that, okay, you've also got now hunters that are out in that area. Does that actually help your surveillance efforts because you've got these guys bringing deer in? Maybe they can help you out?
Yeah, it absolutely does. That'll be our primary source of sampling. We'll be setting up staff at meat processors and taxidermists throughout the area, north central Missouri, particularly parts of Lynn, Macon, and part of probably southern Adair and Sullivan counties as well, collecting tissue samples from hunter-harvested deer. So, yes, it's convenient timing in that we can utilize the resource to do surveillance.
All right. Now, do hunters need to be concerned about whether or not they've got a deer that's got CWD?
They really shouldn't be. You know, CDC and Department of Health and Senior Services have shown no link between the disease and humans, and for the most part, no other wildlife, with the exception of other cervids, are impacted by chronic wasting disease.
Okay, so in my example there of like a hunter giving meat to his dogs or something like that, no real concern there?
Yeah, there's no real concern there. Really, the only concern is just the transmission of the disease to other species of cervids, moose, elk, some of the other exotic deer species.
Any livestock that we raise in the state affected by this?
No, cattle, sheep, horses, they've not been shown to be affected by it. There's been a lot of research, commingling of infected animals with those species, and there doesn't appear to be any transmission of disease to those animals.
Okay, now, is there anything a hunter can do to tell whether or not the deer they've taken has CWD before they process it?
Really, the only time that they're going to be able to tell if a deer has CWD is if it's in really poor condition, emaciated, or otherwise sickly looking. And we always recommend individuals to report those to us, and certainly don't consume animals that appear to be sick. One of the things about CWD is that it's a slow-progressing neurological disease, and many times a deer will be harvested before it actually shows the signs of having CWD. But it's not a great concern to us because, again, it doesn't really pose any kind of a human risk. And so it's something to be aware of but not concerned about.
All right. And how does a hunter go about reporting a deer if they find one that appears to be sick, whether it be with this or anything else?
Yeah, a hunter should contact the regional MDC office or county conservation agent is probably as good a way to do it. If they contact the agent, the agent will usually come by and investigate the animal, and in some cases issue them a replacement permit for that sick or diseased animal, and will assist in collection of appropriate tissue samples to do disease testing.
All right. If the disease is not a threat to other species, what is the major concern that it might, what is the impact it might have on deer or other cervids that makes it such a concern?
It's a concern because of long-term mortality impacts in the population. It's extremely lethal to animals who become infected, in that if they become infected, they do eventually die. There's no, to this date, no cure, no vaccine, no way of managing the disease for the most part. Once it's present, the prions are sloughed off into the environment. And so there's an environmental contamination that occurs with it as well. And so there's great concerns about the long-term impact of chronic wasting disease if it does get into the deer population. It's it's not so much a short-term impact, because it is a disease that occurs at relatively low prevalence for a considerable amount of time.
Now, how much does the CWD appear outside of Missouri? Are there some places where it's pretty thick?
Yeah, there's a number of states that, that have CWD and free-ranging as well as captive populations. You know, it's quite prevalent in southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois. It's present in western Kansas, western Nebraska. Obviously, originally identified in northeastern Colorado. It's very prevalent in southeastern Wyoming. Laundry list of states: South Dakota. There's an outbreak in West Virginia, Maryland area. And so it's kind of scattered out in a number of states.
All right. And I guess one positive of that is it gives you some examples to go by.
Yeah, it certainly does. There's been a considerable amount of information learned about CWD since it was, you know, originally described in the late 70s, early 80s, and particularly since it's been found in free-ranging deer in the early 2000s in Wisconsin. So we've learned a lot of lessons and a lot of ways to monitor and detect the disease and determine the spread if that does eventually occur.
All right. Jason, anything else you want folks to know before I let you go?
Yeah, I would just say good luck with the hunting season. If they do come across any deer that appears sick or otherwise in poor condition, certainly notify the department, because we'd like to sample those. But the biggest point is, you know, chronic wasting disease is a long-term important disease in white-tailed deer, but one that hunters shouldn't be concerned about in terms of consumption of meat and pursuit of wildlife.